Welcome to the St. Luke the Evangelist Parish Podcast. I'm Father David Frank. This is the year of St. Joseph, and I'm pleased to present the next episode in our series of reflections on St. Joseph by the men of our St. Luke Parish family.
Hi, St. Luke family. Daryl Stoltz here. Father David asked me to take a few minutes to speak about my thoughts on St. Joseph. He asked me to keep it under 5 minutes if possible. But that's going to be pretty tough for me because I actually have a lot to say about St. Joseph. But I'll do the best I can, and I'll get right to it. First off, I'd like to say that I actually have two things in common with St. Joseph. First off, my middle name is Joseph. St. Joseph was so important to my family that they gave me the middle name of Joseph. So I feel truly honored as a man and as a dad to have been named after St. Joseph. The second thing is that like St. Joseph, I also raised a boy who was not my biological son. I came into my son's life when he was 4 years old, and he didn't have a dad at that point. I became his dad. I actually later adopted him legally. And speaking of that, special shout out and thanks to Deacon Bill Fosterman, who handled the legal adoption paperwork way back when. That was back when his office was in Old Town by KY's, if you can imagine how long ago that was. I've always appreciated him handling that paperwork for us. So thank you, Deacon Bill. And my son is now 43 years old with three children of his own. He's a full-time dad raising the two younger ones, and he's doing a great job. He and I have always had a close relationship and always will, and I could not be more proud of the man and of the dad that he has become. And I've always felt inspired by St. Joseph for all that happening because of St. Joseph's example to us as a good man and as a caring dad. One thing I'd like to say, folks, is remember that I'm not even close to being a theologian. So please remember, these are just my thoughts. So bear with me. First off, I think God trusted Joseph first before he trusted any other man. Now, why I'm saying that is I think he chose Joseph for the mission to protect and to provide for the Holy Family. And he did that before Joseph even knew what was going on. Another way I think he trusted Joseph was, as far as I know of, there was no one else in the manger with Mary and Joseph when Jesus was born. And if that's true, then that means that Joseph delivered the baby. And if that's the truth, that means that Joseph's hands were the first human hands to touch the Son of God. Think about how amazing that must have felt. And so God had to have trusted Joseph, had to have trusted those hands. Because Joseph was the man that he was, Jesus was able to safely grow up in his human life on earth and carry out his mission to save the world. And that's all because Joseph. And I think that's because Joseph said yes. We don't have much information about St. Joseph, but if I had to describe him, I would think that I'd say, if it was in one word, I would say that word would be strength. And I think he was strong in character, and he was strong in his faith in God. Let me explain that a little bit. In their time, a betrothal was a serious commitment. It was a legal marriage. You just weren't living together yet. And to break it off required a divorce. Well, at the time, Joseph had to be thinking, life is good. I have a good trade, and obviously he was earning enough money to be able to afford a wife, right? So he had to be fairly successful at his trade as a carpenter. So Joseph had to be thinking, I have a good trade. I've got this beautiful girl who's I'm betrothed to, and life is good. Well, that all changed one day when Mary came to him and said she was pregnant. Now, here's where Joseph's character comes out, I think. You and I both know that in today's world, there are a lot of guys out there that would immediately be getting on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat, and they would be, wah, 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 look at me, look at what she did to me. It's all about me, me, me. Wah, wah, wah. Well, was that Joseph? No. Joseph was a real man. Joseph was a man of character. Joseph did not want to hurt Mary, and no real man would ever want to hurt a woman intentionally by harming her reputation like that. Joseph wanted to keep the pregnancy secret, and so he therefore was going to quietly divorce her, and he was doing that to protect her reputation. And I think that shows great strength of character on his part. Of course, later, when the angel tells him it's okay to take Mary into his home and that the child was from God, Joseph showed great strength of faith in God by immediately obeying and taking Mary into his home. Now, at this point, he had to be thinking, wow, marriage is not quite what I thought it was going to be. And I think at this point, he was also starting to realize what his real mission was. And that things were going to be very different from what he originally expected. So, again, just, you know, we like to think about Mary saying yes to God, but we have to remember that Joseph also said yes to God. He also said yes when the angel told him to take Mary into his home. He voluntarily agreed to be a stepdad that he didn't have to be. With all that, I see St. Joseph as a strong man of faith and a strong man of character who is actually the ultimate example, particularly to all of us guys. He's the ultimate example as a dad and as a man in general. So I also see him as strong physically. And I say that because when they had to travel to Bethlehem for the census, Mary was now eight and a half months pregnant. And I see Joseph as walking likely the entire way, most of the entire way. I don't know if they had a cart or a wagon or not. I don't think that Joseph probably could afford one yet at that point. And I've always pictured them as having a couple of mules, and one mule would be carrying all of their belongings, and the other mule would be carrying Mary because she's 8 months pregnant. She's not going to walk to Bethlehem. Remember, it's 70 to 90 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem by today's standards. So there's no telling how many miles they went zigzagging on trails. And I picture Joseph as likely walking the entire way because I would see Joseph, again, those strong hands leading the mules with a rope in his hand. And I would see him wanting to be on his feet because if bad guys jumped out to try to rob them, which that happened pretty common then, I would see Joseph wanting to jump in between them and Mary and protecting Mary. And again, those strong hands pummeling the dirt bags and chasing them off. So I was actually in Ashdod, Israel in 78 or 79. I think it was 79. On a military mission, and it was a stop off for 3 days, and I managed to score a little bit of time off to be able to take a tour during the day of Bethlehem and Jerusalem. And we rode a bus to Bethlehem, and it was over a 2-hour ride on modern day open roads just to get to Bethlehem. So if it was a 2-hour ride then, just imagine how tough of a walk that must have been for Joseph. So later, after Jesus was born, an angel comes to Joseph in his dream and tells him that Herod is trying to kill the baby and told him to get up and gather the family and flee to Egypt. And again, Joseph didn't argue. He immediately obeyed God, got up and gathered the baby and gathered Mary up and their stuff and hit the road in the middle of the night. So remember, there were probably Roman soldiers out on patrol. There were probably some bad guys out there looking to rob people. And Joseph pulled this off successfully. He managed to get out in the middle of the night and avoid all this. Another thing to remember, it is 500 miles from Nazareth to Alexandria, Egypt, one way. So if Joseph walked, he walked 500 miles and then he walked 500 miles back. So that just tells me that Joseph had to be a man of great strength physically, as well as his character and his faith in God. So those are some of my thoughts. Thanks for listening. To wrap it up, I would like to say to St. Joseph directly, thank you for saying yes to God. Thank you for your continued inspiration to, especially to all of us guys today, because Lord knows the world needs that. And thank you for being the ultimate example of the dad that you didn't have to be. That's it. That's all I have to say. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope you all have a nice day, and God bless. We'll see you later.